It was up until a few years ago. They could just grow everything in the world, but it will not do it anymore.
Is this Sandy Loam?
Loam, that's what they call it. Sandy Loam.
They're different other types of soil too in Louisiana, aren't they? Where do they grow sugar cane?
Oh, this is wonderful sugar cane country. Sugar cane grows here every day, every year, the world they make. But now the sugar cane is deeply in politics and it's in trouble too. We ain't getting enough for sugar now to pay the sugar plant to raise sugar.
I heard about that.
Well, that exists.
He's losing money on them.
Yeah.
But they made a killing a couple of years ago. They made a killing a couple of years ago, didn't they? They made a lot of money.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, they made a lot of money 2 years ago. That's right. Yeah, they made a good.
There's a man named Bro up around New Roads that I interviewed.
Bro?
Bro, yeah. He's a big sugarcane plant.
Well, I don't believe I know him, but I know a lot of people that do plant sugar up there. I mean, if you stay. Shake Snyder's?
Yes.
Yeah, old man, Mr. Shake Snyder used to be a good friend of mine. He used to come down here and hunt with us every strong winter. He's dead now, but he had some boys up there making sugar. Planting sugar cane.
Is that the type of soil that they say is you can only plow 1 hour of the day and you're eating lunch during that hour? You're eating dinner during that hour?
What was that now?
That soil that you can only plow 1 hour of the day and that's usually when you're eating dinner?
I have an answer to that.
What do we call it? Real thick black soil?
No, it's not black soil. It's just the sandy soil. It's just like this is, yeah.
Yeah.
It's not black. We don't have much black land here. This old SP railroad, you go out here above Gold Station, there used to be a branch of the Southern Pacific Railroad that ran from Lafayette over here to Baton Rouge. It's 50 miles long. They thought that would when they had it built that road through there and it didn't clear and it shut it down and it's out of business now, and it's been for years. But I used to go to, my wife was from Beaumont, and we used to visit Beaumont all the time, and the only way to get there was on the train, and we used to go on this train to Lafayette and catch the Southern Pacific and go to Beaumont.
Yeah.
I remember a time when just before you hit the Chappalaya River, after you leave Gulf State on that train, there was a place where a steep swamp that this track was built up on pile.
Yes, sir.
I'm sure the track was at least 10 feet off the ground. The swamp was that deep. So when they abandoned this railroad, the Gulf State Utilities people, they built a power line along this road near Lafayette, and it was in Oak Country. And before I start out to tell you why this road was built 10 feet off the ground, the Gulf State people, after they took it over and the railroads abandoned it, they had to maintain this power line and they had to have a way to get in and out of that, you see. And they bought that old railroad and those railroads so they could have a way to